This episode is sponsored by Fern Creek Stickers. Fern Creek offers fun and functional planner stickers. They have kits available in weekly, monthly, and daily planner layouts for Erin Condren, Moxie Life, Plum Paper, and Hobonichi Cousin in Weeks. They also have a variety of sticker storage albums, washi tapes, and sticky notes. Check out all they have to offer for your stationery needs at ferncreekstickers.com and follow them on Instagram at Fern Creek Stickers. Be sure to use code PNW. That's PANDW for 15% off your next purchase. What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And I am Megan. Welcome back and happy 2023.
Yes, happy new year and welcome back to season four.
Yes, so exciting.
Season four, yeah. Really excited for what's to come in this new year for all of us.
Me too, really me happy. Too. And you know what? It's weird. I used to like really struggle when when we were in a new year, like saying the new year's name, like always kind of thinking we were still in the old year. I haven't had that problem with 2023 for some reason. I don't know what it is.
It's oh, I've been fucking up left and right.
Yeah. Really?
I would have to like double check and make sure what I'm putting it, because a lot of my content right now is you know, New Year stuff. Mm-mm. And it's been true. A few times I had to delete a post and fix it because it had 2022
on. Oh my gosh. It's all right. I feel like everybody goes through that transition where like the first couple weeks is like a real struggle to like figure out what freaking year it is. But yeah, we are in 2023, season four, Planners and Wine, and I am so excited for what's to come this year.
Yeah, I totally agree. Super excited, and we're just getting closer and closer to Wild, which I'm excited about, and we have the conference at the end of this month, too. We're going to see each other more this year than ever before, which is kind of wild to say.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to see your face. We already have TikToks planned.
Yeah, literally.
And it's going down. I can't wait to hug you. That's so mushy.
I'm excited. It's so weird to say. I was talking to Chuck about this. Like, we've known each other like 6-7 years at this point.
Yep.
And literally this year will be the most we've been like in the same place.
I know.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy. Really, really it's crazy. Yep. But I love it. I'm super excited. And yeah, we are officially in the last couple of months until Go Wild. We'll be at the Planner Memory Social Conference later on this month, which is going to be super, super cool in Atlanta. And yeah, lots of travel for 2023. You know, I'm not a big plane girl, but I guess I'm going to have to get over it because we got places to go. We got things to do.
Yeah. I don't mind a plane. I really just don't like layovers. I'm so over layovers. And it sucks because I'm not in a quote-unquote hub space. So more likely than not, unless I'm going to a major city, I'm going to have some kind of layover. But all of our trips are in major cities this year, so that's good.
Yes. Don't have to worry about that. I can't with the layovers. And the part of the reason why I hate layovers too is just because I don't like flying. Like it's really the takeoff and the landing that really kind of freaks me out with flying. And so with layovers, you're doing that multiple times. And it's just like, no. But yeah, I don't have any layovers in our upcoming flights. Thank the Lord. I will literally pay more to avoid a layover if I can, for real.
Absolutely. I will pay the extra $5. And, shout out to the Patreon. I totally forgot to mention that they are here.
I was literally just about to do that. I forgot too. Sorry, guys. We didn't forget y'all were here, but we forgot to say it.
Yeah, forgot to say it for sure. Yeah,
this is our monthly live episode.
First one of the year.
I know, and it's great because, you know, we missed you guys. So getting to hang out with our patrons at the top of the year is just always a good time. So many amazing people in the comments.
Totally agree. We always have a really good time. And I love that you guys show up
every time. We appreciate that.
Yes, yes, we do. Planning and Purpose asked us, so are y'all doing a meetup in ATL? Honestly, we haven't really thought about it, but we're only going to be there for such a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if we'll have time to. We'll definitely look into it, but we're going to be there like two full days.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll definitely look into it and see how feasible it is, because obviously we want to hang out with you guys and see you guys as much as possible.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we technically leave before the conference is fully over.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it crumbles now. But yeah, we'll figure out something to see if we could do one. That'd be pretty cool.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about, what did we do over the break, guys? Let us know in the comments. What did y'all do? You know, I know everybody didn't have like a real break, but what did you do over the holidays, Myra?
I just was chilling, to be honest. Work. I wish I had something more exciting to say, but I used the time off to basically like rehaul the stuff that I'm doing with my personal platform, Myra Plans It, a lot of updating all that stuff. And yeah, it really wasn't that exciting.
Period.
Sorry.
That's fine. Mine wasn't either. I was off work for a full week, and I did the absolute minimum. I slept in super late. I ate, you know, whatever I wanted. And I just hung out with Mason and Dallas. I didn't really go anywhere. I really, especially when the weather was all up and down. And one day it was freezing. The next day it was 60 degrees. I left the house like as few times as humanly possible. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a little bit of a cold front. So yeah, it wasn't really too much to do. So yeah, we just kind of enjoyed each other's company. At one point, Ashton was like, it's too many people in here. So he was quite annoyed with
he was
us
ready
being at home
to leave the house.
Yeah, because it's like he's used to like going other places, or he'll go to school, and it was a few days where school was, you know, for the holiday they took off those Mondays and then snow days. So he was over being at home with us.
Yeah, Mason was the same way. Mason was the same way. Like, she didn't have gymnastics for 2 weeks because they closed because of the holiday. Mm-hmm. She was so happy to go back today. Oh my gosh, she almost ran this morning. She was so excited.
They be over us for real. They really they be do. Over us.
They do. We be over them, so it's fine. Hey, Estella, sorry to hear that you had COVID. I'm glad you're feeling better.
For sure, yeah. 'Tis the season for all that. Too, on top of the flu, and it's just been running pretty rampant, so mm-hmm. hopefully all of y'all listening are staying well and staying safe out there.
Yes definitely. But the holidays are fun. I love the holidays. I do get a little sad when they're over, because it feels like, especially at the beginning of the year, it feels like it's gonna take so long for the holidays to come back again. But then the year literally just flies by, and we're going to be right back in the holidays before we know it again. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I actually, for that Harry Potter tree that I did, I was thinking like, should I keep it up? Because it's not like Christmas thing. You know what it's I mean? Really, but I was really like, but having it up all the time takes the magic away from the holidays.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's
I just
true.
Went ahead and, you know, took it down. But yeah, it'll be back before I know it. Because every year mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to do that whole like put snacks out for our delivery drivers. Because we do a lot of like Amazon
yes.
and stuff like that during the holidays.
Yes.
And I never get around to doing it.
I know.
It just
I never
comes
do.
Up on me real quick.
I know. But it is a really nice gesture. And I've seen people on TikTok doing it and stuff. And it seems like they really, really appreciate it. So I just hope, you know, the people who put it on TikTok, like, are y'all getting these people's permission before you just put their face all on your TikTok or consent?
Yeah, I don't, that always seemed weird to me. Like, you can just show, like, record, like, your setup outside. Like, we get that, obviously. Mm-hmm. You don't have to put the Amazon driver face on there. Like, I get you want to get the reactions and feel good, but it's like,
yeah,
I'm just doing my job here. I didn't want to be on your TikTok.
That, exactly. Yeah, I think you should get people's like express permission before you put them out. Especially if their face is showing. It'd be different if their face is not showing, but if their face is showing, 1,000%.
Yeah.
So just something to keep in mind. And don't just be doing it for the gram or doing it for the talk, you know.
Which a lot of people do that.
A lot of people do that.
For the gram. But why can't it just be a nice gesture and it just be a nice gesture? Why you got to show people?
You know what? I feel the exact same way about people who do videos where they're like giving like a homeless person $1,000 or something like that and the camera all in their face. I feel like that's just so exploitive to me. Like, yeah, you're doing a good thing, but it's like now I'm kind of questioning your intentions behind it. And also, like, even if you get that person's consent, are they just consenting because they need and want the money? Probably. You know, they might feel like they don't have a choice because of the power dynamics in that situation. You know, you're somebody who can give them something that they really need. Are they going to say no to you? Probably not. Just saying.
Yeah. It's something to think about. I do definitely feel that way about those kinds of videos. Like, just do the right thing and move on. Like, you ain't got to, you know, you don't have to tell us. It's fine.
Yep. But you know what? Back to the tree thing. Y'all, Mason was so enthusiastic about taking down our Christmas stuff. And me and Dallas was looking at her like, who raised you? Why are you so excited for Christmas to be over? And upon talking to her, she's excited for Christmas to be over because she thinks we're going to go right back to Halloween. Like, she's been coloring pumpkins. She thinks it's supposed to just be Christmas, Halloween, Christmas, Halloween. And we're like, no, babe, it's a long time. It's a Halloween. It's a lot in between.
I mean, I feel all that. Halloween is fun.
Girl, she loves Halloween. She loves Halloween. And I do too. But yeah, that's why she was so anxious for Christmas to be over, because she felt like, okay, we're going back to Halloween, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's not technically wrong, but she got some time to wait.
A long time. And a lot of holidays and events and birthdays and literally the entire summer, her starting kindergarten, like, it's a lot. The whole year. It's the whole year, girl. Literally, girl. But I feel like this year is really, like, the first year that she has, like, truly, truly understood, like, the holidays and stuff. Like, obviously, she had some type of understanding of it previously, but now she, like, really gets it. And that's why she's like, wait, why isn't it Halloween? Like, I don't understand. Christmas is over. Where's Halloween?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree. I feel like this is the first year where, like, the full concept is wrapped, so makes sense. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna be fun stuff in between now and Halloween. She'll be all
right. It should be all right. You're right. Her birthday. Her birthday is literally the end of this month. Mine is next month. So yeah, we got a lot. Veronica, I'm glad you got to put out a snack box. That sounds really, really cool. I'm sure they really enjoyed that.
I know. I've talked to our USPS worker all the time, and he's really nice. So I really wanted to do that, but time just get away, especially during the holidays. It's like that. I have to better prepare for it this year,
right?
For sure,
yeah. Right, exactly. Kendra said, "I never understood that I bought this man's groceries, but I didn't need the world to know for it to make me feel good." Exactly, and that's what makes me question people's intentions when doing that. Because it's like, are you just doing it for the attention and for the praise that you get, or are you doing it because you genuinely, you know, like, want to? Like, I don't know.
It's weird. I'm a firm believer that everything isn't content. I don't think that's something that should be content. And like you said, there's a power dynamic there. And even if you ask for permission, like, if I desperately need this money to get to the next day, of course I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say whatever you need me to say to get this money, you know? So
exactly.
Yeah, it's weird.
Exactly. Stella said, make a Valentine's Day theme with candy and hearts. We will, like, definitely after her birthday, we're gonna maybe get her like a little Valentine's Day basket so she can see that there are other holidays. That they might not be as fun as Christmas and Halloween, but there are other holidays that are fun as well. So, like I said, this is her first year kind of really understanding it. So she'll get it. She'll get it. But yeah, I'm excited. So let's go ahead and get into some planner release stuff. I'm so excited. Coffee Monsters Co. Y'all know that's my new favorite shop right now. They are coming out with the sub box. As y'all are hearing this, the sub box, well, not the patrons, but as y'all are hearing, like, the regular episode, it will be out. It'd probably be sold out by then. Who knows? I know she's opening up, like, a ton of slots, which each, like, tier of it. But one thing with the Coffee Monsters Co., you cannot sleep or you're going to miss it. You got to stay ready. so you don't have to get ready. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, which I found out after apparently it went over my head for her advent box.
Well, y'all, Myra is never gonna forgive us for the advent box until she gets the next year's this year's advent box.
I'm not, but this year I do have the sub box in my calendar.
Yes, yes.
I have to double check is there. It is still there. Because, mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to stay long. It does seem mm-hmm. like she has a lot of slots, but I truly don't think
it's going to be available that long. Because, one, a lot of people really love her stuff, but then there are a lot of people who are just going to sign up so they can get it and resell it on Mercari, eBay, things like that also. So you
can we
you
talk about resellers?
Absolutely.
Why? Like, I get capitalism. I get it. But it's like, I don't know. Are these people truly a part of the community? Because, like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem... Okay, that makes sense.
Probably not.
Because it's like, I feel like, same thing with, like, the Starbucks cup thing, too. Like, I feel like people realize that people go batshit crazy over something. Mm-hmm. So they're like, hey, I'm going to buy up 10 cups, or I'm gonna buy up 10 washies, and resell it for four or five times mm-hmm. the price. Like, it's mm-hmm. just it's sad. It's one thing to like sell something that you're no longer using,
right?
Even if you sell it for like a buck or two more, but like the washies on Mercari is going for like $25 a roll,
right? Which is insane.
Insane.
But you know what? And a part of that too is like a lot of these like shops like will explicitly say on their website, like, these items are not for resale. So a lot mm-hmm. of the times what these people are doing is actually illegal, but that will be on the shop owner to seek those people out and really pursue it. And most of the times, just with these small shops, like, they don't have manpower. Yeah. They don't have the resources to go after people legally for mm-hmm. reselling their items. Like, they just don't have it to do that or whatever. And I feel like that's why they try to make so much available so that the people who do really want it are able to get it. But obviously that's not a perfect system and it doesn't always work. And one thing I want to bring up with the Starbucks cups, which is so dumb, like, now, unless it's like a really like special edition cup or something, most of the cups you see on Mercari are not even being sold for that much more than what they're being sold in Starbucks for. So it's just like, what is the point? You're getting $5, maybe $10 from this cup. Like, why not just let people buy it in the store? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think there is a perfect time for when you can hike the price up. Like, yes. I feel like for mm-hmm. Coffee Monster Co. right now, that we're in that perfect time frame.
Yep.
But eventually, you know, as she grows, as she's able to get more stock, mm-hmm. as it becomes more readily available, they not going to get that $25 for the washi no more. So they probably got about, I wouldn't even get it to the end of the year for when, you know, stuff just won't start selling, because why would I spend $25 with you on Mercari when I can easily get it? Because now she has more stock and it's more readily available.
Exactly.
For $5.
Yep, so, exactly. And now she's starting to do like pre-sales and stuff for her washi. I know she did one like a few months ago, like back in June before I was even on it, where basically stock was unlimited if you wanted to get the washi or whatever, because it was a pre-sale. It took a long time to get it, but it was pretty much available to everybody who wanted it. So, you know, hopefully stuff like that will continue to take the resellers out of business, because it's just ridiculous. Like, I just, like you said, like, if you're in a phase where you just love something, so you buy like doubles or triples of it, you're going through all that, and one day you decide to sell it, you're not going to sell it for 3-4 times more than what you bought it. You're just going to be trying to get rid of it. So, which is fine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. It just sucks. Cause like you said, with these smaller shops, like, I mean, Starbucks going to be all right regardless. Yes. But like with these smaller shops, like, I know it happened for a period of time with Cookie Sticker Co. too, with her washi.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have the manpower to go after these people. All they can say is that it's not for resale on like their socials or on their website. And if you bold enough to sell a roll of washi for $50, like, you don't care.
You don't care. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'm sorry, Cindy asked, what sub boxes are you gonna get? I'm gonna get the snail parcel one. That is where you get 5 to 7 specialty items every quarter. And I love that her box is quarterly too. I think I've had sub boxes in the past that were monthly, and it gets
overwhelming.
That much stuff. Yeah. I think quarterly is more feasible probably for her shop and also for us as consumers, because I just don't need it every month. So yeah, I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah, I think that was the last one on that little page, right? Okay, so yeah, I think that's the one, because I know we're going back and forth, like, do we want the bigger one where you get everything, but you know, we'll have to wait till everything is out. So yeah, I think I'll fit right into that one. I think we will get our first one in February.
No, we're getting it this month. That one goes out this month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep.
I'm excited. And the FOMO, as much as I would love to get everything, like her that level and the other tier, I don't have the patience to wait until March.
Yeah, and be able to see other people having it too.
I'm gonna be saucy.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
I need to be first. That's why I will be on the website as soon as it opens. Because I'm gonna stay ready
immediately.
So yeah, I'm really excited about that. Sweet Freckle Designs, their weekly diary extras are going to go on sale this coming up Friday. So as you guys who are listening to the podcast are hearing this, that'll be on sale on January the 13th. Myra, you just got yours. Have you got a chance to like play in it or do anything with it yet?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to play with it. I do like the feel of the paper. I can see what y'all are talking about. Like the boxes in that one is a bit bigger than the Hobonichi Weeks. So it's slightly bigger. Yeah. Like it's not terribly huge. But now at this point, I kind of have my lineup done. I really don't know what I'm gonna do with it because I ordered it back in like November-ish, so it's been a few months.
So because it was a pre-sale.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not sure what I'm gonna do with it, but I love the cover. I love it's how so simple pretty. It is.
I know really the black the one and the camel one both yeah are so, you got the like the camel brown one. I love it. It's yeah really pretty.
Yeah, I'm in my browns because you know I'm in my academia area. My Harry Potter area. So everything is this brownish kind of color. But yeah, it's really gorgeous. But I just need to figure out what I'm going to do with it.
Yep. There you go. And then since it's undated, I mean, you have tons of time. Hell, if you decide you only want to use it till, you know, the second half of the year or whatever, you can totally do that. So
I know. I still need to figure out what to do with my Aurora Stale Weeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Girl, my Aurora Stale Weeks. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart, she went to the wayside.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah. That happened when she released her first one. It was like a B6 planner. Mm-hmm. That happened then. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man.
For me,
I need to stop.
Yeah, I know, right. Like, at what point do we just stop buying planners? Yeah. Like, get it.
I mean, it's cute, but I don't know, by the time I get it, it's just... Mm-hmm. The fantasy is gone, I guess.
I think so, too. For me, I don't love the layout of the weekly page, and I also don't need a page every day. I was thinking that I would, but in the planner, I just do not need a full page every single day. So that's kind of the reason why I ended up, you know, moving away from it. But who knows? You know, it came with 2 books, so we could use it, you know, the second part of the year if we decide to.
Yeah, so. I've been thinking about making it a journal since it is a daily kind of thing. But
it's perfect for a journal type of situation. But see, my problem, y'all, I got a problem with everything. My problem with like this, not the paper, but with like the boxes are too small for me to journal in. Like even in my Hobonichi Weeks, like I can do like to-do lists or some stuff. And I've just kind of trained myself to start writing a little bit smaller. But the boxes are too small for me to like really, really go in with journaling. That's why I haven't tried to use it as a journal. And I thought about actually getting the Hobonichi Cousin A6 for like journaling purposes. But once again, I just know the size of those boxes just don't work for me when I'm writing like that much, you know?
Yeah, I have A6, like that 5-year journal.
Mm-hmm.
And that It's okay, but honestly, I use two of the boxes to write my letters in, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Because it is a bit small.
It's tiny.
And that's been going okay, because all I had to do is write down the sentence. That's all I had the space for anyway.
Right, right.
But yeah, I do want to journal a lot more.
Right. Yep. Let's see. Kirsten asks, can we talk about Lisa Rinna exiting, getting fired from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Okay, so the only Real Housewives franchise, that I've ever really watched is Atlanta. I know who Lisa Rinna is, but I have never even watched Beverly Hills. I know enough about the franchise in general just to know that, like, Bethany Frankel, I think is her name. She's horrible, trash, and she always like dissing Meghan Markle for no reason. She's another housewife, not this one that we're talking about. But yeah, I don't know anything about any franchise besides Atlanta, and that Bethany Frankel is trash. Why is Lisa Rinna leaving? That's all I know.
So wait, did she get fired or she quit?
I don't know. I thought she quit. I never heard that she got fired, because I just saw like little pieces of it on TikTok, but I never really researched because I don't watch that franchise. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know. So I'm sorry.
But yeah, let us know. Crystal said, y'all make me want to hope Nietzsche's so bad, girl. Join the cults. Join us.
Oh my God, where's mine?
It's the whole thing.
It is a whole thing. I even have I have a Megas coming too.
What? Y'all, Myra don't be telling me nothing.
I didn't.
No, but I be doing this to you too, so it's fine.
Yeah.
We be exposing ourselves on the podcast. I'm like, wait, you bought what?
Because I kind of like how I like the notes thing. Like, I already, I need to catch up, but I got this sticker from the monkey one, Planner Monkey.
Oh yeah, I like that.
And I kind of like that vibe. Mm-hmm. And I have another one that says manifest and stuff.
Nice.
But I'm like, I don't have enough notes pages to be putting stickers and stuff like that on here.
Yeah, that's fair. So that's fair. You might need something bigger.
The Megas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is a hard book, so that was a win too. I've noticed that I can't do the soft cover. So that one is hard, and I'm actually thinking about taking the fabric off and putting my own fabric on it.
Oh girl, you are just,
this is your fault. Don't try to ask me. That's not your fault.
It is my fault. I take responsibility. You're going to have to give us updates on this process. Now, make sure y'all are following Myra on Instagram and Myra Plans It. You need to show us your journey. And I think you need to add a whole Benichi Weeks, what are the highlight if you don't already have one on your page?
See, I be leaving that to y'all, though.
What you
mean? I'll do it on TikTok.
TikTok. There we go. Yeah. Show us on TikTok. Yeah. Perfect.
But I'm obsessed with it.
Yes, it's so cute. So cute. Kirsten said it's a long story, but she did get fired. Okay, I'm going to do some research and figure out the tea, because I just thought she left. I never knew that it was a situation where she got fired. So, very interesting. Very interesting. Estella said, Myra, that cover is everything. It is.
Yes, it's, it really is cute. You know, the academia vibe. I'm kind of sad that I won't be able to have this cover. So I got the perfect tabs too. I don't even know if y'all can see that.
Oh yeah, they do. They look really good with it.
But I think I might like the Mega, but we'll see. We'll see when I get it what will happen.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. You never know. You know, y'all know we change. We change like the weather. So a couple other shops are having releases as we're recording this. One is having a release today on January 7th. Another one is having a release tomorrow on January 8th. Once More with Love and Every Minute a Story. Both of these are new to me shops, and they are just like extremely like cutesy shops, kind of similar to Coffee Monsters Co. because they have like a little character. And they have like beautiful washi and stickers and stuff. So I'm excited. I just love finding new shops.
It's beyond me. People just use the same products. It's so much good stuff out here.
So much amazing, so many amazing people to support. Like love, that's the main thing that I use my explore page on Instagram for. That's literally how I've discovered almost every shop that I've been turned on to in the past like 3 to 6 months has been through my explore page on Instagram. So my Instagram algorithm, it know what I like. It know what I like.
Yeah, and I've actually started doing that too since you told me that, and I have been finding other stuff. So shout out to the business owners. If you're getting frustrated with Instagram, the girls are still finding you from Instagram.
I promise we are. I promise we are. Keep on going. Keep on posting, because we can't see it if you don't post it, especially when they're posting reels and stuff. Those are all over my Explore page, and that is how I found like 90% of these shops is through a reel on my Explore page. So
keep doing it.
Yeah. Also, we have some new Etta V coming from EC on January the 10th. It's like a Valentine. So, is it just covers and notebooks?
It's just new covers.
Like Valentine's Day thing.
Yeah, Valentine's Day thing. They are really, really cute. But let me double check if there's anything else. From what I see, they look like there are just covers. And you know, the stationery, like the with like the address labels and stuff they usually do, so stuff like that. So planner, notebooks, custom throws, and more accessories.
I love EC had those Sherpa throws from EC are really great. I have an Etta V one, and it's amazing.
It's they're so truly good. They're so good. Those make good gifts after we're, you know, out of the holiday season. But they do make really good gifts.
And I'm just so happy that EC is continuing their partnership with Etta V, because I am absolutely crazy about all of her stuff. Like, her designs and everything are just so beautiful, so amazing. And she is a Black artist. So just amazing to be able to support her. And I won't stop until I have a Etta V spiral life planner. So, yeah,
that gotta happen. It has make to. That happen,
because it will be my 2023 planner. Period.
It's so good. Her it's stuff so is good. Just so good, so good.
It really is. It really is. Shout out to Etta V. Yeah, and you know what? I think EC is smart. They're not gonna drop the ball with Etta V the way that Happy Planner dropped the ball with Run Wrong. I don't think they're gonna do
drag
that.
Her. I was not ready.
Happy Planner dropped the ball
with
Wrong Run, because that Wrong Run collection they had was so good. It was so good. Especially now, it made me think about it recently, because so much of the stuff they've been doing recently has just been so like predictable and boring. And it's like, they still had that partnership with Wrong Run. Like, they would be putting out some really good stuff, but you know, Wrong Run took her initiative and she got her own sticker books and her own planners and stuff. So shout out to her.
Yeah, they definitely dropped the ball with that. But I feel like the difference is, I feel like the EC team be having their ear to the streets.
Yes,
that's where the difference is.
Yep, I think so too.
Ooh, I was not prepared.
Girl, y'all know when I get sick, I get spicy. So, but honestly, I have been thinking about that. I'm like, why don't they still, like, it was so crazy that they stopped that, because everybody loved it so much. Like, we were going to all the stores, like, looking for that stuff. Like, I had multiples of those Happy Planner sticker books. Yeah. Like, I was crazy about them. It was really my first introduction to, like, dolls and stuff in this community. I wasn't familiar with, like, the doll stickers before Run Run stuff. I personally wasn't. So, yeah.
Well,
easy, don't do that.
I mean, when you have a good thing, let's not let it go.
Period.
When you gotta let it go.
Period. And on that note, we are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl Lore here. Now, I know, probably not the voice that you were like thinking you would hear, but Meg and Myra said it's okay, so it's okay. But I wanted to come on here and talk to you guys about my social media cohort. So if 2023, you have goals about starting online, if you have goals about building your business, if you have goals about showing up intentionally as an authority, and also too, you want to add some monetization tools to your business, then you are going to want to go ahead and hear about this. I'm telling it to y'all because there are only 3 more spots left for this cohort, and I will not be reopening it for the year of 2023. So whether you are an aspiring content creator, you're a content creator, you're a business owner, you're a coach, we have all of these in the cohort currently, and I'm not going to lie, y'all, I am obsessed so far with every single one of my social stars, which is what I call this community. I would love for you to be there, and I am just going to be cheering you on the whole entire way. There's so much knowledge, there's so much passion that's going to be going into this cohort. So if you have any questions or if you've been on the fence, now is the time to join.
All right, y'all. So we are back, and definitely want to give a quick trigger warning for this next topic. It does have to do with suicide, although it's not going to be what y'all think it is at all, but I definitely wanted to just put that out there just to trigger not trigger anybody in case anybody wants to skip ahead. But yeah, there is an author named Susan Meechan, and allegedly she had committed suicide 2 years ago. Her family had put that out there, I think, via her Facebook page or something. And, you know, thoughts and prayers were flooding in. People were buying up her books. Like, there was a lot of support just around her family, obviously, as there would be if somebody's going through a situation like this. Well, apparently, Susan never actually committed suicide, and she popped up online this week saying that she wants her life back. I haven't seen any good explanation for why she did this at all. I don't know if it was like 100% a money grab type of situation to make her books sell, to get some type of attention to herself. But the thing that really gagged me about it was her family's involvement and them going along with it was really just wild to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, because once I realized it was, but my thing is now, like, was her family going along with it, or was she just acting as her family? Because when I first read the article, it was saying, like, the daughter was the one who released the information, but all these people are just typing on the internet.
Online, so it could have been
her. Yeah, it could have been her the whole time.
Yeah, that's very true. That is very true. So, I mean, y'all, when I saw this story on TikTok, it didn't have any names or anything. And I was like, there's no way. There is no way that this really happened. And then I get on USA Today, and there's a whole article about it, which I just put in the chat for you guys listening live. Because it just makes no sense that she would do. And like I said, there has been no good explanation. I don't know if there is a good explanation. But there has been none.
Yeah, Sydney said, wait, what? Was everybody else's reaction. Because what is happening here? And for, like, I think one of her her mutuals, like somebody that she said consider her as a friend, she hopped in her DMs like, what is happening? What's going on?
Uh-huh.
And she literally said, nothing. I just wanted my life back.
Why did you give up your life, and where have you been for the last 2 years? Like, were you in witness protection? Like, what's the tea?
If you just needed a break, because apparently she's saying she was getting bullied. You know, we don't know the ins and outs of that part of it. And all of a sudden she, you know, passed away. You know, hypothetically.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you just needed to get away from this quote unquote toxic environment, just log off. Like, just that is off. An option. I feel like people don't realize, like, logging off is not an option. Like, you can just get off the internet. Like, get social media isn't necessity to anybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's making you feel some kind of way, just get off the internet.
Get off the internet. Yeah, exactly. And I thought it was a possibility that maybe she did attempt and she was in some type of recovery too, Heather. But at the same time, it's just like, but why tell people that she did it? Or why was she telling people? Why was her family, whoever it was online?
This was for 2 years.
For 2 years. Like, why? Yeah. Because they didn't say she attempted. They say she did.
Yeah, and it wasn't like they said it and just went off in the sunset. Like, they kept that page going, that whole group going for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was several times where they said that, you know, she was gone. So
yeah, and Heather says she says her family did this, not her, and that she's in a better place. I mean, that could be true, but at any moment she could have got online and corrected this and be like, hey guys, actually I'm not deceased, and I don't know why my family is pushing this, but she didn't for 2 whole years. Yeah,
that seems kind of cringe, because I mean the sales for her book was rolling in, so
it's just fishy. It's just fishy. And yeah, like I said, like there has just been no good explanation that I've seen from her to what really happened. It just seems very, very fishy. And obviously, you know, we want to have some, you know, compassion and empathy for people, you know, going through tough times and tough situations or whatever. But when there's money involved in like potentially like a fraud type of situation, you know, who knows? Jamili, I see what you're saying too, because she's saying like, what if it was an abuse situation? We just don't know that though. I don't want to assume. Yeah,
everything is all speculation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah, it's just a wild story. That
exactly.
The math ain't mathing on any of it.
Right, right. So, you know, hopefully whoever needs to be involved to figure out what was really going on, if it was just a misunderstanding type of situation, hopefully that will come out. If it was something, you know, more dire than that, you know, hopefully that'll be seen. But like I said, my concern is really with the people who were, you know, buying her books, supporting her, doing all these things under false pretenses.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on the DM message to her friend when she asked what was going on, and mm-hmm. the response was nothing. Like, none of that, mm-hmm. like, abuse situation, none of that institutionalized, like, none of that came up. It, mm-hmm. literally, she literally just said nothing. She just wanted her life back.
Right,
just,
right.
That just seems like a very weird response if there was other circumstances that prevented you from being online for that time.
Right, right. Agreed, yeah. Agreed. Somebody asked, is faking your death a crime? I would think so. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not familiar with the law. I would think it would be, especially if there's some type of financial compensation involved, because we don't even know. Is there life insurance? Were there life insurance policies? Like, was there a fake death certificate? Like, we don't know any of that stuff. So I feel like it's definitely a possibility. But, you know, we don't know. So, like I said, hopefully she will set the record straight at some point. But yeah, I don't plan on buying her books unless she write a book about this situation. Cause that's what I want to know. I want to know, like, girl, what was going on? Like, why did this happen? Like, it's wild. It's a very, very wild situation.
Yeah, it's interesting and very wild. Cause like, I don't know, like maybe it's under her estate. Like, but if you're selling books and getting income from that, like, wouldn't there be like how does taxes work with that?
Girl, I don't know.
Yes.
Do we have a lawyer in the audience? A lawyer who deals specifically with this type of situation, like an estate lawyer, not just anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so much stuff. It's so much like what is. It's just a wild, wild mm-hmm. thing. I just don't understand like what possesses anybody to do that. Family, mm-hmm. herself, whatever. It just seems very extreme when you literally could just delete the group.
Yeah, it does.
That was an option too.
Based on the information that we have, it seems very extreme to me as well. But you know, we'll just have to wait and see. We'll keep y'all updated. If we get more information about this, I'm sure at some point she's going to do some type of interview, speak out, do something to kind of correct the record. So we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So leaks crazy from Prince Harry's book.
Girl, you know what? Here's what. One of my favorite like TikTok accounts, she keeps up with all the royals and stuff, and she's very much team Harry and Meghan, which that is the only royal accounts that I can deal with. She was like, she had started to kind of you know, make content off of the leaks, but as more and more leaks started coming out, she was like, you know what, I don't really feel right going too deep into this without having the full context, because the book is not even technically out as we're recording mm-hmm. this. And I'm with her on that. Like, it's hard to, because to be honest, like, we don't even know 100% like what's true, what's not true, like if people have made some stuff up. But it has just been wild. Like seeing the few excerpts that I did that allegedly came from the book, it has been very, very wild. So
oh, okay, so I've been seeing a little bit of clips from on TikTok about this. So the whole like the fight, the brother fight, that's a leak from the book.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a leak from the book, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. I mean, crazy.
Yeah, I know. Because there's also allegedly a leak from the book where Harry was, you know, making a joke that we've all made over the year. Well, a lot of it has made over the years about Prince William losing his looks. Because, you know, yeah. we all been funny saying that Princess Diana taking her looks back from him when he been acting trash. And he kind of said something similar to that. And I'm just like, wait a minute. I need to wait. I need to read this for myself.
Yeah.
He could be. I don't know.
I see that too. I'm like, dang, Harry, drag him.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
But yeah, are you like, did you pre-order the book? Are you getting the physical book?
I haven't pre-ordered the book. I have a Kindle, so I'm probably just going to buy it on my Kindle. I can pre-order it on that. But yeah, I'm just going to buy it on my Kindle. And so... yeah, Prince Harry and Meghan, because they've been mad about this. Like the royalists, most of them have been mad. And it's so weird. It's like whenever you go in the comments of like any page, like GMA, like put up a clip from Prince Harry, like an interview that they did with Prince Harry, and of course all the comments are so negative, bashing Meghan and doing all this and doing all that. I'm just like, aren't y'all tired yet? They have every right to tell their story and to speak out. You just don't like it because of what they're saying.
Yeah, and honestly, the only power that these people have is, you know, basically shit talking on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's all they have. At the end of the day, Harry and Meghan, they won. They out of the situation. They're living their lives. They're doing it the way that they want to do it. They won, and all you could do is be upset about it on the internet. Exactly.
And like
that's all it is.
From their documentary series that was on Netflix, it was said that like I think like 80% of the online hate towards Meghan was only coming from like 80 accounts. Something like that. 80% of all the hate was only coming from like 80 or so accounts. And so it just shows that there was like a true, like, well, they might be bots. I'm not 100% sure, but it was basically like a concerted effort by a very, 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 very small group of people to like slander her and defame her and just, you know, be horrible about her. I mean, in my mind, and I think in a lot of people's mind, because of racism. Like, because, yeah, would they have been hard on anybody that Harry married? Absolutely. But her being black certainly didn't help. It made it way worse than what it would have been. And nobody can tell me different. So.
For sure.
Yeah. Expose them, Harry. Expose them.
Well, definitely let us know how that book is.
I will.
Yeah.
I think we all saw your reel where you were like, I'm not reading in 2023.
I mean, it sounds like it's going to be messy, so maybe I should edit that. But I don't think, I just don't, if anything, it'll be an audiobook.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and he's actually, the audiobook is going to be in his voice. So you can hear him reading his words and his voice. So I had actually forgot about that. So I might get the audiobook because, I need to hear him. I need to hear him spill his tea in order for me to believe it.
I mean, yeah. Definitely let me know, because I'll do the audiobook because I can drive and listen to that.
Period.
Exactly. Especially if they like, if it's messy.
Yeah.
Fighting. The girls are really fighting.
And of course, I've seen some people be like, why are y'all making such a big deal about him and William fighting? Like, siblings fight all the time. Grown siblings putting their hands on each other is not what I would call normal. I'm sorry, at least not in my family. Like, you fight when you're kids, when you're children, not when you're in your 30s and 40s, physically putting your hands on each other. Like, that's not okay, and that should not be normalized.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, I guess they tried to what they tried to make it seem like they were younger at the time of the fight, but that wouldn't make sense because the fight was over Megan. So
the
they
fight
were
was
grown.
Over Megan. They were grown. So the fight was in the last 5 years.
Stop. I just why did he be trying to make excuses for all this stuff? Like he said what he said, allegedly, because it is a leak, but he said what he said.
He said what he said allegedly.
But yeah, that shall be interesting. I agree, Cindy. I do like a self-narrated memoir.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. I'll listen.
Yeah.
Because I can do other stuff.
Period. Exactly. And another leak another alleged leak that came out was that Harry had actually, I think, went to the tunnel where his mother had died. Oh, girl. This book gonna break me down. I
Recent?
Already see it. Within the past, I think, decade or so. I don't know how recent it was, but at some point he went there. Actually, you know what? He said he was in his 20s. So, yeah, it may have been about 10, 15 years ago, something like
okay.
that. Once he was old enough to do it on his own, basically, is what my yeah. understanding. But, yeah, I'm not sure. But, ooh, it's gonna be a lot in this book. And I'm proud of him. It takes a lot of courage to speak out when you know. I mean, there are literally millions of people who are against them and don't want them to. It takes yeah. a lot of courage to stand up to that and be like, no, this is my story. This is my experience. And you can't. And he said a really good part, too, in one of his interviews where somebody was like, he said that he wants his father and his brother back in his life or whatever. He was like, but we can't heal if there's no truth. Like, this has to be out there. Like, hiding this stuff is not helping us because hiding it is what has put us in the position that we're in, basically, which yeah. I totally agree with. Like, you got to put it all out there to if you want to heal from
yeah.
it and be able to come back
that
to
is
it.
Facts. That yeah. is facts. There truly is no healing without truth.
No, no.
I mean, and it doesn't seem like his brother and dad is ready to face that truth.
Oh, especially not his brother. Especially not his brother, and I think his dad is way more concerned about, you know, being king or whatever now, which is really sad. Because you would hope that no matter what, family would always come first, but that's just not the situation with everybody.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. That shall be interesting. I'm sure I will we'll get more information as that. That's supposed to be coming in March, right?
It'll be out next week, I think on the 10th.
Oh, I don't know where I got March from. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, we'll keep y'all posted then.
Yes, we will.
I didn't realize it was coming out so
because
soon.
Because I'm about to eat this book up. I'm about to eat this book up. Y'all know I'm not like a big reader, but I am trying to read a lot more this year. And something that really gets me hooked on a book is something like really like juicy. So, yeah, like I'm reading a book now. And I'm not going to say what book it is because I really don't want anybody to send me any spoilers or anything because people do that. Yeah, I know y'all wouldn't, but people do. But I'll talk about the book that I'm reading now once I'm done reading it. But yeah, it's juicy. So
yeah,
I think that's what I'm gonna do every month. I'm trying to read at least 2 books a month. So maybe after the book is over, we can talk about it and y'all can let me know if y'all have read it or whatever after the fact.
Okay. Book corner with Meg. Let's go.
Period. Period. You know, I got this Kindle that I have. I got it from my mother-in-law. Not this past Christmas, but last Christmas. I literally went the entire 2022 without using it. Like, I did not read one book from that Kindle.
She asked about it.
No, she didn't ask about it.
Okay.
Thank God. She probably got it. Because I requested it. I did request it because I had the intention of reading more. But then this year, I was like, no. I was like, I really am going to read more. Like, I don't want this to go to waste. And so I've been reading more, and it's been really good. So,
yeah. I think the Kindles are great because it's just books, if I'm not mistaken, right? So you don't have the distraction of it being on, like, your iPad and Instagram and all that stuff is on there, too. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yep, so, it's perfect.
It'll work out.
It is perfect. And you can take it everywhere. It's way easier. Like, I love a physical book, but it's obviously way easier to take with you anywhere. Just throw it in your bag and go than lugging around a heavy book. So,
for sure.
Yeah. Excited. Cindy said, is anyone into tracking their books and reading? Check out Storygraph. There's a Boss alternative to Goodreads. Is there a Boss alternative to Goodreads? And I love them. I'll definitely check them out because I do have Goodreads on my phone. But I'll check out Storygraph. Thanks, Cindy. But yeah. Some TV and movie updates. Okay, so who did any of y'all watch Matilda the musical on Netflix? Y'all know I did, and I got my whole life. I do not think Myra did, by her face.
It said musical.
It's so good. It is so
I love good. Matilda.
The kids are so talented. It's crazy. Like, mm-hmm. I've been so excited about this musical literally since the trailer came out in November. Seeing those kids, like, eat that dance. Like,
and they did.
And they ate it. And then being able to see it, like, actually in the film, it was so good. It was really, really good. And, I mean, obviously, it was very different than, like, the classic Matilda movie from the 90s that we all love. But it was very good. It didn't take away from that version at all. They're both two separate pieces of work that can stand on their own. So, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Yeah. And Miss Honey is a Black woman. So, that was nice.
Oh, yay, well. Miss Honey.
Period. Period.
Shout out to her.
But yeah, I absolutely loved it. It was so good. And like Mason liked it too. So trying to get her to sit and watch a movie for like 2 hours is usually next to impossible. And she actually watched the whole thing. Yeah, she actually watched the whole thing. She loved it because she loves music, especially anything with kids in it. So it was so good.
Yeah, it must be good if it got a stamp of approval.
Girl, she a hard critic.
Hard. Yeah.
She is a hard critic. Like the kids, they are very hard to please. But she loved it. And I love that I've been seeing the dance all over TikTok to like other songs, because when it's good choreo, it just fits on everything. And people have been putting it to like other songs and it's been eating every time. I love it. I wish I could dance for real. It's just not me.
Life. Mm-hmm. Life. Yeah. Not that girl.
I know. Did you watch anything good over the break? Anime. Why did I know you so well?
I didn't watch anything, honestly. I've been working on this website and just updating a lot of stuff, so I really haven't watched much of anything.
Yeah. That's fine.
I feel like we watched a movie or something, but I don't think.
You said you watched that Bullet Train movie on Netflix a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, that might have been the last movie I watched.
How was that? I never got a chance to watch that.
It was really good. It was really good. I think I talked about it. I can't remember. But yeah, it was really good. If you're into like action and kind of comedy thing, you'll enjoy it. It's one of those stupid action kind of funny movies. I have fun with it. I did watch something new, Inside Job. If y'all like Futurama, Family Guy, stuff like that, Inside Job on Netflix is a really good one. Season 2 was out. I don't know how long it's been now. I just realized it not too long ago, so I was watching that, and nice. I love it. It's funny if you are into that kind of comedy.
Is it animated?
Yeah, very in the realm of the Family Guy, Futurama kind of thing. Nice. So if you like that, you'll like it. But
nice.
Yeah, I ain't got much. I'm sorry.
You watched a few things. That's fine.
Growth.
Right. Growth. So I watched the Kaleidoscope series on Netflix. I literally watched it in 2 days. It was so good. I really, really, really enjoyed it. And then it was so different because you could watch the show basically in any order that you wanted to watch it in. You didn't have to watch the episodes like back to back. And apparently on different people's Netflix, the episodes come in a different order, but the last episode is always the last episode. But yeah, I thought it was really, really good. And it was basically about this heist. It was like before, during, and after this heist, this big heist that they did. And yeah, it was amazing. I really loved it.
Okay, I see that on here. I'm gonna add it to watch because I love a good twist kind of show.
Me too.
You know, because I get distracted easily, as y'all could tell. So if something can keep me like sitting there and watching it, I love something like that.
Agreed. Also, Jenny in Georgia is back on Netflix this week for season 2. It seemed like it took forever for season 2 to come back. I don't know if any of y'all have watched Jenny in Georgia before, but so far in season 2, I don't like Georgia. Georgia is the mom, and Jenny is her biracial daughter. I can't stand her. And that is usually very rare. Like, usually I'm with the main characters, and I'm rooting for them, and I'm on their team. But so far, I am not on the mom's side. I really can't stand her. She done did some real shiesty stuff already this season, and I'm just not a fan of her.
Do you think the show is trying to make you not like her kind of thing? Like, that's the point?
Or... I don't know. I don't think so. I think I just don't like her. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I think, I mean, she has a, one thing about Georgia and what Jenny and Georgia do a lot, they go back to the past a lot and show, like, flashbacks from Georgia. Because basically Georgia was a teen mom and she had Jenny, like, super, super young, whatever. And so they show a lot of flashbacks to kind of give more context into Georgia's behavior. And I think those are supposed to make you more sympathetic towards Georgia and the things that she does. But some things... I'm still like, no, this is not cool. Like, I'm just not feeling her. So I don't know. I think it's gonna, turn around. I think once her and her daughter are on the same page, I'll be more of a fan. But right now, I'm just like, girl, like, I can't stand her. Oh no. But Jenny and Georgia is a really good show. They deal with a lot of tough topics, so definitely pay attention to the trigger warnings, you know, that Netflix puts at the top or whatever, because it is kind of sensitive.
For Netflix for doing that.
They do a good job of letting you know. Cindy said, that's on my list. Did you like the order you watched it in? I did. I literally like looked up an article about Kaleidoscope, and the writer of the article, they told like what order they watched it in and then what order they wished they would have watched it in. So I watched it in the order that he wished he would have watched it in. So I think I watched it in the perfect order.
So I'm looking at the episodes and they're titled by color. So you just get different order of colors.
You get a different color, order of colors, but white is always the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep. And so, I mean, you, if you want, you can mix it up, but you can watch white earlier. I don't recommend it because I feel like the white gives away a lot of the story. So.
Yeah, I'll let Netflix tell me how to watch it. That's
I think that's fine. That's fine. I think that's totally fine. It might be, I think no matter how you watch it, I don't think it's any more confusing than watching it in a different way. Because some episodes are like present and some episodes are in the past. So
okay, I'm not gonna get mad. Is this gonna frustrate? Okay, this is about to frustrate me.
I'm gonna send you the order to watch it in.
Because I feel like I'm going to be like, what? And then it's going to hop to something different because it's obviously not in order. And exactly. I'm going to be even more confused.
Now, I do think chronological order is definitely a good order to watch it in as well. But like I said, the white episode will not be last if you watch it in chronological order. So, yeah.
Okay. I just let Netflix.
I
know trust, I'm prepared to be frustrated.
Trust the algorithm. And trust that the next episode will give you clarity if you're confused. So, yeah. But that's such a cool thing to do with a show. You know what I'm saying? I love when, like, when shows come up with some type of different spin like that. Because I've never heard of that before. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and Netflix has the liberty to do this stuff, too, with their original content. So, I don't know. I know a lot of people are like up in arms with Netflix and the way they do things, but I kind of like it. I kind of like the liberty to be creative. That's something that you can't do with movie theaters and, you know, the networks and TV, you know.
Exactly. And I love all the new content that Netflix is always putting out. It's just so fun. So, you know, people just mad that they're not going to be able to share passwords or share accounts much longer. Or I don't know if they've already stopped it. I'm not sure. Have they already stopped it?
I'm not sure.
I mean, obviously we that's annoying. Ours, so, right. Yeah. But yeah, it's annoying, but we pay for ours as well. So it's fine, guys. It's not like Netflix is not $100 a month. obviously I don't know everybody's budget, but you know, I think it's fairly affordable, at least for us. So
but and everything's not gonna be a hit either. Because Netflix actually made one of these mangas that I read. I used to read, believe it or not, before college and tainted my whole soul. But one of these mangas, they made it into a show. And it wasn't given.
Everything is not going to be a hit.
Everything's not going to be a hit. But I love that they have the liberty to do that. Like, I don't think that manga would have turned into a show if it wasn't for something like Netflix.
Right.
So,
right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Cindy says she hasn't got kicked out of her shared account. Good. So it seems like they haven't done that yet. They're giving the girl signs.
Now you snitching on her. Period. Oh, like, you don't know which Cindy that is, Netflix. Right,
exactly.
Good luck.
A bunch of Cindys in the world. Okay, we be talking about Cindy Brady. Like, leave us alone. So Jamelia asks, are we going to see Megan? You know, have you
I kind of want to.
AI? I want to see it so bad, but Dallas absolutely refuses to go with me.
See, this is what, if we were in the same city,
we could just go. So I'm probably going to wait until it hits streaming. But just know I'm very disappointed. And hopefully he hears me because I want to see it.
But I feel like it would be good on the big screen, though.
I know. It's going to be so good. I heard it's so fun because I saw like a spoiler-free like review of it. And they were saying that it's not the perfect movie, but it's hilarious and fun. And it has a bunch of creepy moments. So,
yeah, that's the thing. Like, I go into these movies to have a good time. I feel like everybody wants to critique everything down to it being just absolutely amazing or it's trash.
Every movie's like, not going to be Oscar worthy.
It's not. It's fine. Like, just go and have a good time, especially you spending $15, $20 just to get in. Enjoy it. But, I don't think I'm going to get Chuck to go. Nope. It might just have to be a solo date kind of thing.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Maybe go like, because I'm going to be honest, I don't want to go at night by myself. Maybe like a matinee.
I usually do that.
Type of ish. Yeah.
Yeah. Like an early Sunday kind of thing.
Yep. I might do that because I don't know if I can wait. I mean, she basically has my name. I feel like I have
to. Yeah, I feel like you have to.
I feel like I owe it to her. You know what I'm saying? So Megan's got to
stick together. Yeah, no H in it either.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. When I first saw that preview and I saw what her name was, oh my god, I died.
Kara was taken. They couldn't use that
clearly
anymore.
Kara was taken. So it's like, oh, this actually fits perfect. Oh my gosh. But yeah, guys, let us know in the comments on this Instagram post for this episode what you are watching right now. Also, you can also comment on Spotify. Maybe we can make our question this week, like, what are you guys reading / watching on TV right now? Because I would love to get more ideas. Every time I see a good book recommendation, I'm always like just writing it down on my little list of potential books to read this year. So
Yeah, we need trackers and stuff too, apparently.
Yes, we do need trackers. We do need trackers. Thanks. But yeah, guys, thank y'all so much for joining us today. The official first episode of season 4 of Planners and Wine is now complete.
I'm so excited. I feel like we're going to have more planner world stuff. It's just too early in the year right now.
Everybody quiet.
Everybody
being nice. They trying to.
Something's going to happen tomorrow.
New year,
for sure.
New me. Y'all gonna go back to the old you, and we're gonna talk about it. Ooh. But not in the mean way.
I'ma check in on those word of the years.
Myra, leave the girls alone. Oh my gosh. I cannot. But yeah, guys, thank y'all so much for listening, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.